Hello. Today the church celebrates Tuesday of the sixth week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verses 14 to 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus seems annoyed and frustrated with his disciples in his conversation with them. Despite all they had seen him do in their time with him, it looked to him that they had no idea who he was. But there was more to come. They not only failed to understand him, but they would also eventually abandon him. And yet, these same disciples would begin the now 2,000-year tradition of handing on the faith. In the closing chapter of Mark's Gospel, the young man sitting in the tomb tells Mary Magdalene and Salome, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." So despite their failure, Jesus met with them again in Galilee to renew their call. The gospel shows that Jesus is faithful to us even when we fail to be faithful to him. He goes ahead of us into all the places we find ourselves. He is there, calling us from our failures in faithfulness to begin anew.